And now, our portraits.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie. You can find out information about the recordings we've played at our website at www.ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Threads. The subject of today's podcast is Norris Turney. Norris Turney was a multi-instrumentalist, and he played clarinet, alto saxophone, tenor saxophone, and flute with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. He was born September 8, 1921, in Wilmington, Ohio. In his early career, he played with the Jeter Pillars Orchestra, Tiny Bradshaw, Billy Eckstine, and Ray Charles. But he joined Duke Ellington in 1969. He was a sixth reed player. He was originally subbing for Johnny Hodges, who was in and out at that time for illnesses. For the 1969 European tour, the band found itself short a trombone player, so Turney played one of the trombone parts on his alto saxophone. And if you play an E-flat instrument, all you have to do is take a bass clef part and add three sharps to it. Turney became Ellington's first flute soloist. Prior to his arrival, Jimmy Hamilton had worked up some chops on the flute, but for some reason, Ellington never used him in that capacity. First song we're going to hear is from 1970s New Orleans Suite and features Norris Turney on flute. It's called Bourbon Street Jingling Jollies, and it's described by Ellington as a tone parallel to the excruciating ecstasy one finds oneself suspended in when one is in the throes of the tingling, rhythmic jollies of Bourbon Street. This isn't the version that's found on the album New Orleans Suite, but rather it's from one of the CDs that features recordings from Ellington's stockpile.
Thank you.
For a time, Ellington had six saxophones, but when Johnny Hodges passed away in May of 1970, Norris Turney stepped into his spot. Of course, he wasn't a Hodges clone, but he was influenced by Hodges. In tribute to Hodges, Turney wrote and arranged a song called Checkered Hat, which was a salute to the hat that Johnny Hodges was known for. First, we'll hear a version recorded in the studio, again from Ellington's stockpile. Wild Bill Davis is on the organ and plays the introduction. Then we'll go to a live version that has lyrics for the song, sung by Alice Babb.
I remember a warm, quick smile, and that dry kind of wit he had down pat. A cool eye to the world in his checkered hat. I remember a underneath that checkered hat. What he felt inside, everyone who heard him knew. For with each line and phrase, he opened his heart, opened it up wide to all those around. Weaving an easy, clinging, mellow swing and velvet sound. What a beautiful man he was. You don't find anyone finer than that. A real one of a kind in a jaunty checkered who heard him knew. For with each line and phrase, he opened his heart, opened it up wide to all those around. Weaving an easy, clinging, mellow, swinging velvet sound. What a beautiful man he was. You don't
here are two concert features for Norris Turney's flute. The first one is called Fife, and the second is called Soul Flute.
And now, Norris Turney and Fife.
Thank you.
The last movement of Ellington's Afro-Eurasian Eclipse is Hard Way, and that is a feature for Norris Turney on alto saxophone. As you know, the sidemen in Duke Ellington's band like to do side recording projects. This is from a session jointly led by Paul Gonzalez and Ray Nance. The song is BP Blues, which, when it was played in the big band, was a feature for Harold Ashby. But here you'll hear Ray Nance on cornet, Norris Turney on alto saxophone, Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone, and the rhythm section of Hank Jones on piano, Al Hall on bass, and Oliver Jackson on drums. ¶¶ Our last song is Black Swan, and it was a concert encore. It's played by the rhythm section of Duke Ellington on piano, Wild Bill Davis on organ, Victor Gaskin on the bass, Rufus Jones on the drums, with the flute of Norris Turney added.
Thank you.
Norris Turney left the Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1973, and for the rest of his life he did various freelance projects, and at one point he was a member of the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. He passed away on January 17, 2001, at the age of 79. I'd like to thank you for listening to this episode of Ellington Reflections. Once again, my name is Steve Bowie. Check out our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.